Erev Tov, Akitavach. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Lamed Tes. Nedarim Lamed Tes. We left off at the Mishnah. Lamed Ches Amabez, right at the bottom of the page. Mishnah. We're going to have a Mishnah that discusses Dinim of Biker Chaylim related to Nedarim. And then from there, we will segue essentially into the rest of the daf. We'll get into Agadat the whole Amabez for the most part. And tomorrow, we'll continue into Agadat relating to Biker Chaylim. Let's say the Mishnah. A person has a neder not to give benefit to his friend, and he comes to visit him. Who's he? Who's him? That'll be a discussion of the Gemara, meaning is the one who cannot give benefit the mevaker, the one who's visiting, or is the one who cannot give benefit the chayla, the host? That'll be a discussion in the Gemara. So, he can stand, but he cannot sit. He can stand, but he cannot sit. And he can also cure him with the healing of the nefesh, but not the healing of mammon. The Gemara in of 2 blocks from now will describe exactly what this means. Really, not today's daf, not tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow is going to explain exactly what this idea means. The chilek between refuas nefesh and refuas mammon. One could be a refuah of himself, his physical body, as opposed to refuas of his animal, which is monetary value. And the basic idea in the first, again, we'll discuss it more when it comes up in an appropriate place. But the basic idea is that when it comes to refuas aguf, this is a key point. There's much more consideration given to that. Doesn't make a difference. You don't say that, oh, someone's a doctor, this type of field, he needs this type of refuah. This doctor's good for him. No. When it comes to refuas hanefesh, a person can have a specific need, a specific connection. There's a lashon, lemikol adam zeicha lizrapes. Certain people are healed better by certain doctors, or they feel more comfortable with certain doctors, and that is a consideration of big nafkamina. Forget about Nedarim for a second. Big nafkamina is when it comes to pikuach nefesh. If a person, there's a doctor on call in the hospital, and a person clearly is in a bad situation, but he has his doctor that he's comfortable, that he's used to, that the doctor knows his specific nuances, and even if that doctor says the other one is quite capable, there is discussion in the Paiskim whether you can call on Shabbos the doctor that he's comfortable with in order to have him get the doctor he's used to because of this idea. Again, we'll relate more in the Gemara's distinction between refuas nefesh versus refuas mammon. We'll see that in a couple of bots. Zakti Gemara on top. But Mayaskinan, back in the case of Bikur Chaylim, what are we talking about? Ibish Nechsem Vakar Asur Na Chayla, if the case is with the Nechasim of the visitor are Asur on the Chayla. So, and he's saying the problem is that visiting him is an issue. Well, let me go the opposite. He's saying that's not an issue, obviously, because it's a mitzvah. He's coming to a mitzvah. He's not coming to give mana. He's coming to the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, which, by the way, what mitzvah is Bikur Chaylim? It fits under a few mitzvahs. It fits under the mitzvah of Haftar Yechem Eicha, which is all chesed, really fits under the mitzvah of Haftar Yechem Eicha. It also fits under the mitzvah of being like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a commandment in beginning of in Devarim that a person should try to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechu. So it could fit under any one of those two, maybe both those mitzvahs. So that if that's the case, just like standing is okay, then sitting should be okay. Meaning, if the Nichsei Chayla, if the Nichsei Mevaker are also in the Chayla, yet you're saying even though the Nichsei Mevaker are also in the Chayla, the Mevaker coming to visit is not a transgression of the Neder, because we don't view him as giving a benefit to the Chayla as much as we see he's doing a mitzvah. So what's the difference if he stands or if he sits? Why is sitting prohibited? After the Yeshiv Nami. And Elamai, Ibish Nichsei Chayla, Asur Mevaker. Elamai, it's the other way. The Nechasim of the Chayla are also in the Mevaker. The Mevaker can't benefit from sitting in the house of the Chayla. It's the Mevaker who can't get the benefit. Well, then, Afilai Menami Lai. Benefiting and being in someone's house is not just sitting. Even standing in someone's house is somewhat of a benefit. Having the shelter of the home is somewhat of a benefit. It's at the very least Rishis Regel, for sure, like Rabbi Lazar. But even more, it's more than that, being inside someone's house. So that should be a problem, even standing. So Manavshach, either it should be both our Asr, or it should be both our Mutter. What's the case where our Mishnah is making a distinction between sitting and standing? So the Gemara is going to give three answers. Answer number one, Amar Shmuel. La'ilam b'chnesim v'akar asur na l'chayla. The cases with Nechasim of the Mevaker, the visitor, was Asr on the Chayla. Really, the cases with Nechasim Mevaker was Asr on the Chayla. And really, what we said was, since Bikur Chaylim is a mitzvah, so when the Mevaker is Nechasim, and by the way, the first one, Medayik, when we keep discussing, we're over here, really first verse of the Gemara, Ibn Nichsei Mevaker, or Ben Nichsei, is it Dafk or not? It's big machlokes in the Mefarshim. Is Nechasei, just a fancy way of saying that this person is usher to give benefit to that person, and Nechasei is just a description, but it's not specific. Or no, Nechasei, there is a difference between saying a person's Nechasim or usher versus himself as usher. If it's Nechasim, then only it would be his possessions that he can't get benefit from. If it's himself, it would mean not just his possessions, himself, his actions. So the Shailas in our Gemara, are we saying Nechasei, and it really means Nechasai, and certainly if it would be himself, or Nechasai is just a nice, quick way of saying the person in general is Asti Kavana, but is Lav Dafka Nechasai. That's the question in the Achronim. We say we're in the Taz versus the Taz is Achron, but the Avraham Nahar, that could be a Rishon, who says that it's talking about the person's full body, not just his Nechasim. Taz says no. Taz says that when we say the word Nechasim, when they say we're Nechasim, it means the full body. We're not making a specific distinction. Saying it's Nechasim means the full body. It's just a quick usage of, it's a Lushan, a brief Lushan, but it's the same idea. Either way, in our case, we're saying that the Nechasim, Shmuel is answering, the Nechasim of the, or the body of the Mevaker is Asar on the Chayla. And Bikur Chaylam is Takam Mutter Kudus Mitzvah. And that's why he can stand when he visits. What's the problem with sitting? It's a separate problem. Because we were talking about the makayim, shenayin l'schar la'yeshiva. Just like we had earlier in the parak, we had the idea of a place where a person takes schar for returning in aveda. So that's a benefit, that's a value. So to over here, we're talking about a place where the people take schar for visiting. And therefore what? So pay him. We're talking about a case where the visitor wants to waive the schar. That's a problem. If the visitor waves a schar to the chayla, and the chayla would have to pay, that money that the visitor is waving to the chayla, it's a problem, because we're talking about where the mevaker can't give benefit to the chayla. Says the Gemara, the makam shenayin schar al yeshiva ve'inan schar lamida, and the derech in this place is to take schar dafka for yeshiva, when you sit, when you visit, it's a longer visit, and now when you come and stand, you don't take schar for that. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, really what comes out, it's nothing to do with sitting and standing. Really, the word is, we're talking about when the Vakar cannot give benefit to the Chayla, and sitting gives the benefit because there's normally a payment for sitting, and he is being meichel that payment. That's a benefit that's usher. Standing doesn't pay, they don't pay in this place for standing, and therefore, you're not giving a benefit. But hu adin, if it was a place where they don't pay for sitting, or is a place where they do pay for standing, that would be the same halacha. So therefore, the more asked, my paskas, then why would the Mishnah set it up in a way where we're saying that it's a usher to sit, mutter to stand, because we're talking about Hachamai Skinan, a place where they pay for sitting and no pay for standing. Why come up with such a case and just list the mission that way? It must be there's more to it. So why'd you pick that scenario? Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, the Af Memakam Shinan, this is very similar to what we had before. Af Memakam Shinan Luskar, Ali Yeshiva, Bayil Mishkal, Alamidle Bayil Mishkal. This gets back to what we just had with Mikra versus Medrash. That Mikra you could take Schar for, Medrash you can't. That was an idea we had, because Mikra we said, why could take Schar? We spoke out the other day, because Mikra takes Schar either for babysitting, or you could take Schar for piece of time, and if you hold piece of time is Drabanan, you can take schar for the trup. But the point is that Mikra you can take schar for, but other facets of Torah you can't take schar for. So to over here, we're saying deeper in this mission is that's not just a makam. The hanhaga to take schar for Bikur Chaylam, which is a mitzvah, you're allowed to do that when it comes to sinning, right? That's more than the basic. You can do that, you can take schar for that. But for standing, which is the basic thing, which you should be doing anyway, you cannot take schar for. That's really what the mission is coming to emphasize. So, Enechanami, a place where they take schar, you cannot visit if you are someone that was midrana, you can't, if you're the mevaker and you can't give it out to the chayla, you can't visit if there's schar for whatever you're doing. You can't visit because relinquishing that schar is considered a hana. In a place where you don't get schar, you could visit. And the Mishnah set it up that standing is mutter and sitting is usher to kind of demonstrate this point that sitting you can take schar for, but standing you can't take schar for. Al yeshiva by the mishkal, al amid by the mishkal, one is not supposed to take payment for visiting while standing. That's answer number one.
And instead of saying Allah Amida Asu Lemishkal, it says like Boy Lemishkal. Very misleading.
I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed that when I was reading it. I happen to like it better. Meaning, if itaka means that it's not an isser, it's just advisable, then it's more gishmak. That's more gishmak because.
Dang, it's awesome.
I know. What I'm saying is, if it would mean literally leboy, with like your diak, it would be more, to me, it'd be more gishmak. It'd be more gishmak that it's something, you know, it's the mission is giving you almost like an eitz tov, like a message. This is how you're supposed to be nayig. But not that, right? But when once this is what you have to be, so you're back to square one, really. You can never really take schar for standing. You only take schar for sitting. So, okay. But the way they teach it is like you're saying. You are correct. They teach it as if it's, you're not allowed to. Even though the reading is like bai, and the explanation is exactly like you said, lashon har mishuna, everything about your statement was correct. Or you could say Rishon Yakim. Another explanation in the Mishnah is like Rishon Yakim, Gzeirishem Yishev Amida, Hacharam Gzeirishem Yishev Amida. So this is our own new explanation. We're going now, and we're saying that, again, we're sticking with the fact, like Shmuel started, that the Nichsei Mevaker are usher on the Chela. That's still the case. So it's usher for the visitor to give Anah to the Chela. And visiting itself is not a problem. Visiting is mutter, because that's a mitzvah. But staying for longer, that's not a heter. Once you stay for more than the shear of a mitzvah more than the shear of bikkur chaylim, that's already extra, and that's extra hana more than the mitzvah, and that's a problem. And we're being geyser over here, you shouldn't sit, because if you sit, you may stay too long. But the derech is when you're standing, you won't stay too long. And where do we see the concept of gzeira staying too long? So it's the, we're going to have it actually coming up. The Gemara's going to discuss it. Legabe, the din, coming up in 3 b'ah for now. The din of a person who makes a neder not to benefit from his friends, he cannot go into his friend's field during the year of Shemitah. What do you mean, the Gemara asks? Shemitah, my field is mutla kol. So it's efkla kol. Anyone coming to take. So why is the guy who I made a neder against, why can't he come take from my field? Why is it different than anybody else? And the answer the Gemara gives is because maybe when he comes to my field to take produce, he'll stay longer than needed to take the produce. So the produce takes 5 minutes. Maybe he'll stick around there for 7 minutes, and those extra minutes are unaccounted for. The heter of Shemitah doesn't apply for those 2 minutes. For everyone else, big deal. There's no neder. But for him, there's a neder, there's a problem. It's a gezeira shema yisha. So that same idea we want to apply over here. The first Shabbat is beautifully, shtarka kasha. Over there, pashas, you're standing. The whole time we're saying over here is, you can come be mvaka chayla while standing, but you can't come while sitting, because if you come while sitting, you may stay too long, longer than the mitzvah. Whereas when you come standing, you won't stay longer than the mitzvah, and therefore it's okay to come standing, not sitting. Even sitting would technically be okay if you left in the right amount of time, but since you may stay too long, sitting's a problem. So the question is, what's the example we're bringing? Gezeira Shem Yisha, like Rav Shimon Eliakim said later on, Legabe trespassing, so to speak, traversing someone's field in Shemitah to take the produce, when you ask a neder, you can't go b'chlah because you may stay too long over there. You're standing. You're not sitting over there. And it's still a concern. Bam taina. Simple chilek is, very good. It sounds like some of you have an answer, but let's see if this is it. The answer they give is, I forgot where I saw this from, but the answer they bring is that by bikur chaylim, since it's normal to sit, and you go in and you know you're, even if you, sometimes people do stand, but the fact that you go in knowing, I can only stand, that's already enough of a warning. When you go into a field, you go in, you stand, you pick up stuff, and you leave. So two options. They don't really sit there. It's never part of the options. So therefore, over there with skin, you may stand too long. Over here by Bikur Chaylim, since it is normal to stand or sit, the mere fact that he knows he can only stand, that's his reminder not to stay too long. So therefore, it would work for that. So Anachrami, standing is over there enough of a simon, even though elsewhere, by the case of the field, it's not a nice shag v'talia. Yes.
Just to go on record, I don't like this.
Okay, let's go back to it. It's the Ron, by the way. I just see it now. It's the Ron. The Ron, right where the lines get wide, the Ron says, Avo Bamidle Gizrinan Shami Yisha, the Kivan Shatamatsrihe Lamaid, Isle Hekera. The fact that you make him stand, that's why I saw it. And the Ron itself, Isle Hekera, right where the second wide lines in the where the lines get wider on the bottom half in the Ron. Okay. Ulamar. Layla Mishnah Sechay Lasuram Vakar. Ula says a third explanation in the Mishnah. But he, unlike the first two Malchim, he flips it and says the Isra Ano was, the Chayla was Aser to give Ano to the Mavakir. So if that's the case, so what's the difference between standing and sitting? Manavshach, even standing should be a problem. Going to Loy Ahadr Adre Minchayuse. He was a Mad Minchayuse, meaning it's understood that when the fellow made the neder, the Chayla made the neder, he said, I can't give you Mr. Mavakir Hana. He didn't mean to give an Isser when the Mavakir was coming to the aid of the Chayla. When it's something the Chayla means for his livelihood, so to speak, for his Chiyas, for his well-being. He didn't make an Isser Legabi his own well-being. And therefore, since visitors are good for his own well-being, therefore, but by the way, visiting is not just, I mean, it's a huge part of it. Showing nice and oil, showing you care, you know, showing the person that he's not alone. But the Mefarshim speak out that Bikur Chaylim really, you know, Baruch Hashem, most cases, most people today, not everyone, but a lot of people don't need more than that. But many times they do. They literally need, the idea of Bikur Chaylim is similar, the Mefarshim explained, to Kavkaras Roya Edrei, the shepherd tending to his flock. He doesn't just watch them. He doesn't show up. He makes sure they have what to eat. He makes sure they have what to drink. He takes care of them. So too, by Bikur Chaylim, you're making sure the person's comfortable. You're making sure he's getting the right medical attention. You're making sure he gets food. That's part of what Bikur Chaylim is. So this guy over here, even made an eder that he can't give benefit to the Mavakir. So, he was not necessarily sick at the time. But let's give names. Reuven, who's now the Chayla, made an eder that he's not going to give benefit to Shimon. But Reuven did not have in mind that when he himself, Reuven, is sick, Shimon won't be able to help him because of that. And if Shimon walking into Reuven's house is a hana that Shimon's getting, and that's going to stare Shimon being able to help Reuven, that was certainly not included in the neder. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, Yachi, if he didn't have a mind to stop Shimon from being able to help himself, help Reuven, help the Chayla, so then why can't Shimon sit? The answer is simple, because to help Reuven, and again, here's where Hirsch would take some issue that it, you're more of a help sitting down than standing up, more of a help when you sit down in the Pika Chalim. But the Mara says the help that Shimon can provide, the Chiyas he can provide to Reuven, is all standing as well, and therefore sitting was not necessarily excluded. Sitting, that level of Shimon being able to enjoy Reuven's house, wasn't excluded from the Nether because it's not necessary for the Bikur Chalim. Okay, that was three different explanations to the Mishnah. Again, the first two explanations were with the understanding that the Mishnah is talking about Isra'ana from the Mavakir to the Chayla. The third explanation was Isra'ana from the Chayla to the Mavakir. Ask him now a question of the first explanation, Ashbuel. Meisvei, Chalahu Nichas Avakrei, if the guy himself who's made the Nether, he became sick, the visitor can come visit him. Whereas if his son became sick, if the visitor, his son got sick, sorry, if the person made the nether, not to benefit from his friend, if that person made the nether, his son got sick, then the visitor taka can only ask after him in the street. Sounds like, but he can't go into the house. Now, what's the logic? So if you go with the last mahalach, like Ula said, that the nichasim of the chayla, they were asur on the mavakir. So we already have an explanation. Why? Why could he come visit when the guy himself is sick? Because we know we're going to let Adrei Menachius. It's very normal to make a nether, but to not include in the nether something that he needs for his own well-being. So when he himself is sick and someone's coming to tend to him, he's not asking the fellow from benefiting from coming into his house because he needs people to come tend to him. So in that case, it doesn't. That's why the Mevaker, who cannot get benefit from the chayla, is allowed to visit because the visitor, because the chayla did not include such a scenario in his nether. Shaper, it's very good. And Masha'enki, the murder of the Pharaoh's point, it's his kid. That's not chiyus, it's not his own chiyus, it's his kid. You know, other people, he himself, with other people, can tend to the kid. And over the other nether is chal. And therefore, the mevaker cannot come into the house. All very good. Shmuel said the case of the Mishnah was where the Mavakir cannot give benefit to the Chayla. So the Mishnah, what's the difference? If Bika Chayla is Mutter, because it's not considered Hanayah, you're doing a mitzvah, then it's Mutter side for the father, side for the son. And if it's us for both, what's the Chayla name of the son? Amar Lach, Shmuel say, Masnis and Shmuel, you're right, there's a little bit of a deichik. Shmuel's going to have to answer, you're right. The Mishnah, the way I explained it, the Mishnah still remains, Bishnichsim Vakir, Asur Lachayla. With the Chasma Vakir, or Asur Lachayla, that's the Mishnah. That still stays the same. Either Bryce makes a distinction between the father and the son, the father getting sick or the son getting sick. That's taka, like Ula explained. The Bryce has got to be a case where it was the chayla that can't give benefit to the mavakir, not the other way. Bryce of Ishna is the chayla, asul mavakir. The Bryce is where the chayla is asul mavakir. So it's true to Medinim. Our mission is where the nechasim of the mavakir is asul the chayla, and the Bryce is the opposite scenario. That's a shmuel we'll have to learn. Ask my Paska, why? Why should we have to make the Bryce of the mission opposite ways? Why don't you just go, isn't Ula's way more simple? Says Gemara, my Paska, Amar Rava, Shmuel, top of Ambez, Masisi Kashi say, because Shmuel made a diak that was shver in the Mishnah. My area the Tani Aimid of Aliyashiv. Why did the Mishnah make a distinction between standing and sitting? Remember, that was the problem we had in the Mishnah. That was we start off with the whole Gemara. What's the chiluk between standing and sitting? If you're telling me the Mavakir could come visit even when he's standing, because it's a mitzvah, is what he's doing, so let him sit as well. What was the chiluk? So Shmuel gave an answer. Shmuel said, the chiluk is, that's a place where they take schar for sitting, but not schar for standing. But the fact that the Mishnah made such a chilik, therefore Shmuel was inclined to learn, the Mishnah is talking about whether the Nechasim and the Mavakir are Asra on the Chayla. But the Bryce, which doesn't make that distinction between standing and sitting, we can learn the other way, that it's the Nechasim and the Chayla that are Asra on the Mavakir, the opposite direction. Shmamina, the Nechasim Mavakir, Asra on the Chayla, that's a right that the Mishnah's case was talking about the Nechasim of the Mavakir Asra on the Chayla. But in the Bryce, you can learn we're talking about the opposite case. Yeah. Lion's making a good point. The Gemara is taking it as a problem. Really, you're asking a question on the Gemara's Maipaska. The Gemara is saying, why learn the Mishnah the way Shmuel is going? Ula, it's all consistent. We're talking about with the Nichsei Chayla as the Mavakir. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah is where the Nichsei Mavakir is as the Chayla, and the Bryce is where the Nichsei Chayla is as the Mavakir. And you're saying, Adarabba, it's very normal for a Bryce to kind of complement the Mishnah. Okay.
Now
it's interesting, the Mefarshim point out that there are other Gemaras that bring drushes about Bika Chalim. Let's jump into the Rush. The Russian side of the page, not a ton of Russian on the page. Remez Bikhil Menatera, read inside, Pirish. Remez Mefurish. He wants some more clear remez. What's he asking? We have two Gemaras. In Bavakamad Avkuf, Mesiyat Aflamin, we have drushes about Bikhilim. Milchu Ba Einem Mefurish. Over there, that drusha is not mefurish. So we have a drusha, El Shavu Bikhilim. It's not the first place in Shas. It's funny, the Durham comes before in the Seder, even though we said the Durham was not one of the commonly learned mesechtas. That's why we have Ran, Lashon Hara Mishuna. The Dharam wasn't necessarily part of the regular chain of mesechtas, but the Rush is referring to, even though Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia come later, but we already have Drushas and Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia, but we want one that's more mefurish. That's what Agamar is looking for. Okay. So where's the source? By Kerech Vadasai. The fight with Moshe Rabbeinu warns Kerech, or he says to them, look what's going to happen. Shnemar, in Kamais Kaladami Mesela, if these people die the death of regular people, Ufkuda Kaladam, and they're visited by people, what's the death of regular people? They don't suddenly just get swallowed up, obviously, that's what happened to Kerech. But in general, they don't typically just die quickly, it happens. But most people typically get weak, get sick, get weak, and then they pass. And while they're in that stage of not being well, they get visited by people. So we see there's a concept that the derech of the Welt is that the sick people, and people go, ufukudas kaldam, they visit. Let's see it inside. My mash, we kind of spoke it out already, the Mar's in the library. What do you see in this psukim, a mitzvah of bigachaylam? What's Reish Lakish saying? Rava is expanding on what Reish Lakish meant to say. In Kamais Kodim Mimsela, if these people, Karek Vadasi, die, the way regular people die, Shein Chilam, Umatalin, they get sick, and they're Matal Marisasan, and they're light up in bed. Uvin Adam Vakari, some people come to visit them. If that happens, then it means Le Hashem Shachani, then I'm not right, then I'm in the wrong. But that's not what's going to happen, right? Of course, we know Karek Vadasi was swallowed up, but that was his, that's what Meshavino was saying. If they die normally, they get sick and get visitors, then it shows that I'm not right. Now, Mabris Aimrim. So this is a real continuation of the psukim there. Le'ashem Shachani was there. It's not even that Moshe Rabbeinu is making this declaration. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if they get sick and die the normal way, then the people have the right to go and say, it wasn't Hashem that sent me, Moshe, to be in charge. Kerech had a good taina. But that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to get swallowed up, and people are going to realize that, obviously, that I, Moshe, and Aaron, and what we've set up was the chosen way, and they're just making a tumult. Darash Rava. Once we're on these psukim, Rava helped expound Reish Lakish's drasha, and now he's going to dash these psukim further, and then we're actually going to segue into other drashas of Rava related to Kerech Vadasai, not even related to Refuah, before we get back to Refuah. So let's see. This is still Kerech Vadasai. Darash Rava. In Bri Yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates a creation, what does that mean? In Bria Gehenna, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if Gehenna is already created, great. Motiv Tia. That's good. That's where Kerech's going to go. In La, but if it wasn't created, give Hashem should create it now. Ain't he asked the Gemara? Is Moshe Rabbeinu was in doubt whether Gehenna was created yet? For Tanya, Shivdram never became the Shivar Elam. 7 things were created before the world was created. Elohein, Taira, 1, Tshuva, 2, Gan Eden, Gehenna, 3 and 4, Kiseh Kavod, 5, Beis HaMikdash, 6, and Shemesh Mashiach, Lehem Mashiach, 7, all these were created before the Eilam was created. We just had this exact Gemara, actually, in Psachim, in Araisa, on Daf Nandala. We're just pushing Daf Samach. So we had about a couple weeks ago in Araisa, we had this Gemara. The Gemara over there actually elaborates about different things that were created before the world was created by Hashem. The Gemara over there, I think this is exactly where the Gemara was getting into. We're on Matzah Shabbos, it's a very good connection. The Gemara there was discussing about the creation of fire, and the differences between, the Gemara actually gets in conversation, the difference between the mitzvah of Avdallah, of Ner by Avdallah on Matzah Shabbos versus Ner by Matzim Kippur is supposed to be specifically Ner Shabbos, whereas by Matzah Shabbos, it's supposed to talk to be a fresh Ner because fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. On that, the Gemara says, was fire created on Matzah Shabbos? I was created before Shabbos, it was created by Shemashah, it was created before the Bria, and that's when we get into these conversations there. But the Gemara there does list these 7 things. What's, of course, but the Gemara is going through psukim to being raised to all of it. But what's of course most important to us is in our Gemara, Gehenna is on the list. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in Bri Yivra, if Gehenna was created, great, and if not, it should be created now. What do you mean if not? It was created already. Kaidma Sabrachus. Where's the riot to these 7 things? Tayre Dechziv Hashem Kanani Rachus Tarichai Tshuva Dechziv B'Terem Hamiladu B'Tachel Eretz before the mountains were born. You had a fashion the earth. The already said Tashav and Shadaka. That's Tshuva. Ganeid Dechziv Yeta Hashem Likim Gan Be'Eden. Mekedem from before. Gehenna Dechziv, Kerach Me'esmol Tefateh from yesterday. Kisei Kavet Dechziv, Nachin Kisecha Me'az from old, from then. Beis Mikdash Dechziv, Kisei Kavet Marain Merishan from the beginning. Shemash Mashiach Dechziv, Yishmai Lailam. It's been around forever. But it actually says, right, it was before the sun. Okay. The point is, Gehenna was around, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu's doubt? Eli, right. Hachamer. Moshe Rabbeinu is two options, so to speak, were Ivrele Puma. We know Gehenna was around, but if Gehenna already has a mouth, Gevaldik Mutav, Vim Loi. But if it doesn't have a mouth yet to swallow up Kerech Vadasai, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create the mouth now. Ah, Vachsiv, Enkochodesh Achas Hashemesh. Hachamer, Ehachalem Karfuma. So we tweaked it one step further. First we understood it was, if there's Ganim, great. If not, create it now. Can't be, already created. If there's a mouth, great. If not, create it now. Can't be. Has to have been created already. If the mouth is close by, great. If not, move it here. So the mouth already existed, but move the mouth over here to swallow Kashvat Dasse. Rav is darshing further here. This is, we're not back to Bika Chilam yet. He's darshing further in the parish of Kashvat Dasse. Darsh Rav, Vamila Rabbi Yitzchak. The sun of the moon stood in Zvula. Zvula is one of the Shemayims, right? We know the seven heavens. Zvula is one of the Shemayims. The sun of the moon stood in Zvula. Shemesh, right? The actual end of the Pasuk. The end of, I should quote the Pasuk in its entirety. Let me find the Pasuk in a second. The Pasuk in its entirety is the Pasuk Chavakuk Gimel. Shemesh Yareach Amad. Zvula, l'or chitzecha, your arrows, yalechu, to be king of the Gemara, yalechu l'noiga, b'rach chanisecha. What's going on over here? Shemesh yareach b'zvul, my ask the Gemara, shemesh yareach b'zvul, my bayan. What are they doing in Zvul? Zvul is the fourth of the seven heavens, and it's supposed to be in the second. Fabrikia kvi, they're supposed to be in the Rikia. That's where they're supposed to be setting, the sun and the moon. Melamed, sh'olu shemesh yareach marikia l'zvul. The shemesh yareach went up from Rekia to Zvul. When Kairach Vadase, they challenged Moshe, it went up. And what did they say? Vamr Lufan, they said, Father Kash Baruchu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Imatay Sadinlu Ben Amram, if you can do justice by Ben Amram, by Moshe Benu, Anam Irim, we'll do our job to illuminate. Vimlav, in Anam Irim, but if you're not going to do justice, then we're not going to illuminate. So at that moment, this is the chitzecha, the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw at them arrows and spears. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what's going on over here? Every day, people, the pagans, they worship Avodah Zarah. They worship you. They worship the sun and the moon. You don't make a macha. Now all of a sudden, Kerech Vadas is chapping Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you make a macha? And they took the musr. And now because of that, so they went back to their place and they accepted their musr so stark that they didn't want to illuminate on a regular day. They got the musr, but instead of saying, okay, so we're not going to defend Moshe, they said, we're going to defend you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day. So now every day, in order to get the sun and the moon to do their job, so to speak, the arrows have to be thrown at them because they're defending the cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all the people that worship the sun and the moon. Shemar, l'ar chitzecha yalechun. That's referred to in the pasuk of l'ar chitzecha yalechu l'noiga brak chani yasecha. That's referring to the chitzim and the, that's the arrows and the spear. That's the chani yasecha. Tanya, back to Bika Chayilim. Bika Chayilim ain l'shir. Bika Chayilim does not have a shir. What does that mean? My ain l'shir. Sofer beis v'meimer, ain l'shir l'mat n'schar. There's no shir to the amount of schar you get for Bika Chayilim. Ask the Gemara, amalei abayi, chomitz b'shir yish lam shir l'mat schar. Do we have a shir? Do we have a limit to the schar for any other mitzvah? Adrav, the time we learned the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, havizor mitzvah kala v'chamura. Be careful with the mitzvah kala over a mitzvah like a mitzvah chamura. Be just as careful with a mitzvah kala chamura. Shenatei adam an schar mitzvahs, because we don't know the exact schar for mitzvahs. We're unaware what schar exactly one gets from mitzvah. We don't know. Maybe mitzvah we think it's this schar really gets X amount, and the mitzvah which we think gets less schar gets more. We don't know. This was actually a question that came up. Where was this negeya? This was negeya. It was relevant to Daf last week. I'm trying to remember exactly. We were talking about the milus of a mochamerdika mitzvah versus a less chamerdika mitzvah. A mochamerdika mitzvah versus less chamerdika mitzvah.
We were spoozing about which one to do if you ever get out of jail free card.
Thank you. You got it. Shkayach. When a person thinks the Radvaz, Shkayach. Right? The Radvaz, it's exactly it. The Radvaz, as Machlokes, the Radvaz holds that we have a get out of jail free card. What wins the day? What wins the day is that mitzvah b'al yad, atach mitzana. Do whatever mitzvah you have available today. You don't wait for a day where there's more greater mitzvahs. Whereas other achrenim arguments say no, that mitzvah, the fact that we say mitzvah b'al yad, atach mitzana is only when you have a mitzvah in front of you. Don't let it delay. But if you have a reason because you have more chomer mitzvahs, you would potentially let it delay. So I was discussing this with one of my bechor. On this goes back about I think it's last Friday on Erev Shabbos about 8 days ago. That's when that was relevant to the Gemara last month of Shabbos probably, and he was bothered by this mission office. He said, "I don't understand what the whole shaila is. What's the shaila? Who knows? Yeah, we know this chayvik krisus. There's a say sheish makaris, right? There's a say sheim makaris. There's a most of the says don't have karis. Only pesach hamila. There's lav sheish makaris, lav sheim makaris. But we have a mission office that says iatidek kabal schar shemitzvah. I didn't have an answer for him. Very shtakatayna. Meaning." At the end of the day, the Mishnah office tells us we don't know matan schar mitzvahs. We have a klal say techleisei. Okay, Chazal told us, right? We have different klalim. I say techleisei. We know that in general, even though Aseh is, ironically enough, a Leisei is typically more chamer than Aseh in a regular world. Aseh is just a lack of doing a mitzvah. Leisei is being even aveira. But we also have a Kala Seh Leisei. Fine, these are klam that we know. But in this, because of this mishnah that we're quoting right over here, that Zer b'mitzvah kalav chamer, she had to yadeh matan zechar shemitzvahs. L'charet, the mishnah saying is, no matter how chamer or not the mitzvah seems, we don't know the schar, and therefore it's not our place to judge. So that l'charet would be a little bit of ara on that machlekes we had with Radvaz and others earlier about a week ago. I didn't have a good answer for him. I think it's a fine
question. Here's the way I look at it. Have you zor here? Meaning we don't know the matan zechar, so you don't know. There could be a tiny mitzvah that's worth. We don't know. But we got it done, though.
Okay. So that's Gemara. So how can you tell me that the schar doesn't have a shear? No mitzvah has a shear. We don't know the schar of any mitzvah. Elam Abaye, I feel God likes to cut. What it means is even a great person should go visit the lesser person. Meaning, there are certain halachas when it comes to Aveda. Certain halachas, we know that a person of higher stature does not have to diminish himself for a person of lower stature. When it comes to Bikur Chaylim, you should. Rav Amar, it means something else. Lein Lashir means, I feel me a problem behind. It means even 100 times in a day. There's no shear. As long as going to visit 100 times is beneficial, Hershey's going to pop up again and say that, 100 times make the guy crazy. Don't do this. Don't do this in my neighborhood. And a chami, obviously, it's guzma. It would drive the person crazy, and it probably wouldn't be beneficial. It just means, as long as it's beneficial, don't say I did it once and I'm yetzer. 100 times a day, you could do it and still get a mitzvah, as long as it's purposeful. A person who's Makal Chayla takes 1/60 of a sar. The Mefarshim actually asked, well, let's finish the Gemara, and they asked as a question the Gabi Agamar earlier. If the Mavakir can't give anah to the Chayla, is there a better anah than taking away his sickness? If you take away a 1/60 of a sar, that should be a problem of anah. You could say it's a mitzvah, but still, the Chayla should be a problem. Let's go further. We'll see the answer in the Gemara itself. Army Lane. Imkain, somewhere they said to Rabbi Chanina, if that's the case, la'al n'chitin v'lukmei. If so, let them have. Let them have 60 people go and let them have 60 people go and visit it, and that'll get rid of the sickness. Amalei kisraisa debei Rebbe. It's like the 10th of Rebbe. The 10th of Rebbe. We'll see in a second. What does that mean? The answer over here, what it means is by the chayla, the first person takes away a 60th. Right? So you left it now, 59. The next person might take a 60th of us left, and a 60th of us left. So 60 people won't get rid of it, because each one's always only take away 1/60th of what remains. Ubebengilein, here's the key point. This answers the question that we said, we referenced a minute ago, is Dafka Bebengilein. Bengilein is a person of the same mazel. And that's what Farshim say, not a problem when one makes a neder to go visit, even if there's a concept of taking away a 60th of the sickness, which would seem to be anah, not a problem, because who says you're Bengilein? It's not enough of a chash to be cheshish that you're the Bengilein. So, The point is, you only take away a 60th, and it's only by Bengilei. But for our purposes of neder, it wouldn't be a concern if the mevaker can't give anah to the chayla, because you don't have to be Bengilei, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. The Gemara explains what is the isura, what is the 10th of Rebbe, Itanya, Rebbe Eimer, Basan Nezayis Menechsi Achen, a daughter who's being supported by the nechasim of the brothers. Meaning the father died, and the daughter's getting Nezayis from the state. And now comes for time to get married, and she needs to get her nedunya, her dowry. She takes a 10th of the assets. If each daughter gets 10% of the assets, so they have 10 daughters and a son, each daughter gets 10%. Sounds like very nice. Only gets 10%, he keeps the rest. Yeah, but if he has 10 sisters, he gets nothing. So if he has 10 sisters, he gets nothing. And he can even say further, what if there's 11 sisters? What if there's 11 girls? The 11th girl gets nothing. Rather, so Amalem, so Rebbe said, no. Rishayna tells Isn Sachim, Isn Nechasim. The first one gets 10%. Shniya Mashaira. The next one gets 10% of what's left. Shisha Mashaira. The next one gets 10% of what's left. Vechayzus Vechelkas Peshava. Meaning, you take the assets, and you take from $100, 10%, $10. And then you take 10% of what's left, which is $90, $9. 10% of what's left of $80, $8. So you add 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. I didn't do the math before, but you add all that together. The son is left over with the remainder. So they're not, they have all the 10 daughters will pull together the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, right? They'll pull together those amounts. And then they'll split it equally. So the average, each one will get maybe 6 or 7, whatever the average is. I don't know what the average comes out to. They'll average maybe 5, right? 5 or 6. That's the average somewhere over there. And the brother will get the rest. Says Gemara. The Chayzus Chol Kashava. But the point is the same idea. It's a 60th of what's remaining, not 1/60th. Each person takes a 60th. Rav Chalbei Chalash, Rav Chalbei got sick. Another Achash Rav Kana. Rav Kana went out to the public and he called out Rav Chelbei Boyesh, Rav Chelbei is ill, top of Mem Amal Aleph. Lo Ikka Dekasi. No one came to visit. Amrav, Amalu, Shavakaras the people, like Achai Maisa. Isn't this the story that happened? Talmud Echad, Talmud Rabbi Kiva, Shechelu got sick. The Lenech Shechelu Levakar, and the people, none of the people went to visit this Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. The Lenech Rabbi Kiva, Levakar, Rabbi Kiva went to visit him. We shall keep the ritz in front of Chaya, and because Rabbi Kiva swept the floor and made the dust, you know, settle in front of him, the fellow became better. Amalai, Rabbi Chisani, Rabbi born back to life. Yotz Rabbi Kiva, Vedarash, Kamisha, Aim Levakar Chaylim, Keilu Shevich Damim. Whoever doesn't do Big Chaylim. Whoever is able to and doesn't do bichelim is as if he is mamish shefer damim, because Rabbi Kiva's visit to this Talmud mamish saved Talmud's life, and no one else had gone. Had someone else gone, they would have saved the life. Had no one gone, he would have died. So just like in that story, Rabbi Kiva declared that bichelim is saving life, or not to bichelim is like shpichas damim. So Rabbi Chelbei was telling the people, shape up your act and go do bichelim. There's more about this topic coming up. Leave it for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.